Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, September the 7th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets all made with love in southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. Gazprom to shift gas sales to China to rubles, won from euro, as the Kremlin looks to move into friendlier currencies and strengthens ties with China. Greenpeace founder admits climate change is based on false narratives. A Christian teacher jailed in Ireland for refusing to address a boy student as a girl. And who really killed Michael Jackson? A new documentary offers new revelation. Gazprom to shift gas sales to China as the Kremlin looks to move into friendlier currencies, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Gazprom PJSC said it will shift its contract to supply gas to China to rubles and yen from euros as the Kremlin steps up efforts to move trade out of currencies it considers unfriendly amid U.S. and European sanctions. The state-run gas giant signed an additional agreement to its existing contract with China, Natural Petroleum Corp., on the issue Tuesday. Gazprom said in a statement payment will be made 50% in rubles and 50% in yen, effective immediately, according to a person familiar with the plans, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss matters that aren't yet public. The partnership between China and Russia is only growing, and remains to be seen what the United States is going to do about that politically when the U.S. is often the biggest player amongst its own allies. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Climate change is based on false narratives, says Patrick Moore, one of the founders of Greenpeace. In an email obtained by the Epoch Times, Moore says his reasons for leaving Greenpeace were clear. Greenpeace was hijacked by the political left when they realized there was money and power in the environmental movement. Left-leaning political activists in North America and Europe changed Greenpeace from a science-based organization to a political fundraising organization, Moore said. He left Greenpeace in 1986, 15 years after he co-founded the organization. He says the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, is not a science organization. It's a political organization composed of the World Meteorological Organization and the United Nations Environment Program. The IPCC hires scientists to provide them with information that supports the climate emergency narrative. Their campaigns against fossil fuels, nuclear energy, CO2, plastic, etc., are misguided and designed to make people think the world will come to an end unless we cripple our civilization and destroy our economy. They're now a negative influence on the future of both the environment and human civilization. Today, the left has adopted many policies that would be very destructive to civilization as they are not technically achievable. Only look at the looming energy crisis in Europe and the UK, which Putin is taking advantage of. But it is their own making in refusing to develop their own natural gas resources, opposing nuclear energy, and adopting impossible positions on fossil fuels in general, he wrote. Many so-called environmental leaders are now saying humans are the enemies of the earth, the enemies of nature. I could not accept that humans are the only evil species. This is too much like original sin, that humans are born with evil, but all the other species are good, even the cockroaches, mosquitoes, and diseases, Moore argued. He said the new dominant philosophy is that the world would be better if fewer people existed. But the people who said this were not volunteering to be the first to go away. They behave as if they are superior to others. This kind of pride and conceit is the worst of the cardinal sins, Moore said. A teacher in Ireland has been suspended from work and then jailed for contempt of court after he refused to call a boy a girl, or for his failure to use the correct pronouns to address a transgender student. Enoch Burke was arrested on Monday for violating a court order barring him from teaching at Wilson's Hospital School in Westmeath, or even being present there, the New York Post reports. Judge Michael Quinn found Burke guilty of violating an order made by the High Court last week and sent him to Mountjoy Prison, where he will remain until he either purges his contempt or the court gives further orders. The teacher remained defiant in the face of jail time, telling the judge that it is insanity that he would be led out of the courtroom and taken to prison for refusing to give up his Christian beliefs. "I love my school, with its motto, res non verba, actions not words. But I'm here today because I said I would not call a boy a girl," Burke told the court. Our quote of the day: we always find that those who walked the closest to Christ were those who had to bear the greatest trials. St. Teresa of Avila. And coming up, our saint of the day: he made no attempt to recover a Frankish kingdom that was rightfully his, but instead devoted himself to the people of his neighboring country. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Welcome back, students, teachers, and support faculty. School is back in session, and you can show up in style with a brand new Kia from Bulldog Kia. Have you seen the new Kia Telluride? How about the new Kia K5? They're beautiful. They also come with Kia's limited 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, so you have peace of mind when you buy your new vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia. The Bulldog Kia Advantage is another great benefit you get on top of the excellent warranty. Buying from Bulldog Kia just makes sense. Visit them online at bulldogkia.com or in person on the Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or Bulldog Kia for details.
Our saint of the day is Saint Cloud. Clodaldus was the youngest of three boys born to Clodomir, the second son of Clovis, king of the Franks, whose baptism heralded the general conversion of his people to Christianity. After the death of their father, the three boys were raised by their grandmother, Clodilda, who is also a saint. In a family full of names beginning in Clo, it's easy to get confused. Suffice it to say, in the midst of very complicated and absolutely horrifying dynastic struggles of the Merovingian kings, the two older brothers were murdered by their uncle Clotaire. Clobaldus, or Cloud, escaped to Provence, where he became a hermit, renouncing any idea of reclaiming the royal title and dignity that were rightfully his. In fact, Cloud made no attempt to recover the kingdom when he came of age. He put himself under the discipline of Saint Severinus, a recluse who lived near Paris, and he afterwards went to Nogent on the Seine. Saint Cloud was unrelenting in instructing the people of the neighboring country and ended his days at Nogent about the year 560, when he was around 36 years old. His feast day is today, September 7th. Who really killed Michael Jackson? A new documentary by TMZ is now streaming on Fox, which offers new revelations about what really happened leading up to the pop legend's death in late June of 2009. You may recall the 50-year-old Thriller vocalist was found unresponsive in his LA home after suffering cardiac arrest brought on by an anesthetic, propofol, a drug reportedly routinely administered by his physician, Conrad Murphy. The death was ruled a homicide, and Murray took all the blame. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced to 4 years in prison, serving just under two behind bars. But he did endure the brunt of public hatred, even though Jackson, who would have turned 64 last Monday, was abusing drugs throughout much of his life in alarming doses and was allegedly easily enabled to do so by various other doctors who got off with never seeing a day in jail, according to that new documentary. It's entitled TMZ Investigates: Who Really Killed Michael Jackson? And it's now streaming. Among the new information released to the public is that Jackson used 19 fake IDs to score drugs. Send me your tips to Janet at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.